Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Walking away from a fight. People get into fights for lots of silly reasons, but one thing that causes many hurt feelings and harsh responses is gossip. This is one of the sheep bites I discuss in great detail in my book, When Sheep Bite. In the chapter, When Sheep Gossip About You, I wrote, "The first part of the antidote when you have heard gossip spoken about you is to remember that God has also heard the gossip spoken about you." This is what Jesus demonstrated for us. Peter, who was there to hear all of the gossip spoken about Jesus, wrote, "He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. There was no need for Moses to respond to these gossipers because the one who always judges fairly said to these gossipers, "Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Numbers chapter 12, verse 8. When God takes up our cause, let's not try to take it out of his perfectly just hands. Just because God has called you to be his under-shepherd, and just because you may have been innocent of wrongdoing, you don't have license to lord it over those who have gossiped about you. Moses described himself as humble, more humble than anyone else. He wasn't bragging, but he wrote those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. An insecure leader feels the need to defend himself against any slight against his character, whether it is a real or perceived attack. But the humble leader knows that God's calling comes with God's protection. Solomon wrote, "Avoiding strife is an honor for a person, but any fool will quarrel." Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. Anyone can start a fight. It's not hard at all, especially when someone has spoken foolishly, ignorantly, or even maliciously against you in their gossip. But only strong people can walk away from a fight. Only wise people can remain quiet when a fool tries to provoke them into an argument. Only God-fearing people can entrust themselves to the one who keeps perfect records of the insults and slander thrown at them, just as Jesus did. Be that kind of leader. If you are a pastor, you know the painful bites of gossip. This is just one of several sheep bites I diagnose to help shepherd leaders find a healing biblical response. Please check out my book, When Sheep Bite.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered. Thank you.